Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey, a mental health professional and outdoor enthusiast obsessed with helping stuck individuals live more authentically, heal their mental health, and play outside more. I'm a Midwest gal who grabbed a 60-liter backpack, laced up her hiking boots, and turned a quarter-life crisis into a quarter-life comeback. I teach you evidence-based ways to overcome the beliefs and behaviors that are holding you back. Not one for small talk, psychology, spirituality, and honest conversations about both the triumphs and tragedies of life are all topics you can expect on this show. So grab your headphones, get some fresh air, and prepare to ponder deep. Rooted in curiosity, resilience, and abundance, this is Evergreen Thinking. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This is going to be a quick episode with, honestly, one of the most impactful and practical tips that I believe I can give you. We are talking about one of my favorite topics today, boundaries. And I want to jump right into it. I want to tell you the number one mistake that people make when they're trying to implement boundaries and how to most effectively communicate a boundary so that it will be better understood by the other party involved and easier for you to actually implement. I wanted to share about this specifically this week because as I am recording this, it is Monday morning of Thanksgiving week, and whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or not, it is sort of the kickoff to the holiday season for many folks, and I know that boundaries can be a crucial component to actually enjoying the holidays. Whether it's boundaries with your family and loved ones, or boundaries in the workplace as your place of employment navigates lots of folks taking lots of time off and the end of the year rush, 'tis the season for boundaries. And I do think that we are experiencing a sort of societal shift where more and more folks are stepping into their ability and stepping into their bravery and willingness to actually use boundaries to care better for themselves. And so maybe that's you, and maybe you've been trying to use boundaries, you're giving it your best effort, but perhaps they just aren't landing quite as well as you had hoped. Maybe you set a boundary with good intentions, but the follow-through isn't that great. By the end of this episode, I want you to have a clear formula for how to more effectively communicate and uphold your boundaries. There's a lot of boundary education out there these days, whether you see that on TikTok or Instagram or whatever other platform you're on. And I think the message is great. I think the intent is great. But what I'm seeing as a missing piece here is that there's not a clear formula. And we all know that typically, if there's a time to set a boundary, you're probably emotionally activated. And so it's really helpful to have a clear formula that you can utilize, something that you can refer to in those moments when you're already more flustered. So let's break it down. I see that people tend to establish a boundary in their mind, but then when they communicate it, it's not very clear. And a lot of times what the boundary is missing is a consequence. Now, I know that the word consequence has a negative connotation. There might be some resistance when you hear that word. I don't necessarily mean consequence to be like a punishment. More so, I want to think of a consequence in like a physics kind of way. So think of it more so as cause and effect. That consequence is the effect. So let me give an example. This is actually a boundary that I personally have, and it's kind of like a like this isn't a super deep boundary, but it's really important to me. I've maybe shared about it on the podcast before. It's that I don't take phone calls from family after 7 p.m. And I won't get into the reasons why I have this boundary, but I do, and it helps me greatly. Now, if I were to just tell my family, don't call me after 7, stop doing that, I don't like it, it bothers me, that's a fair expression of feeling, I suppose, but it isn't really a boundary so much as it is a demand. Plus, if I share it that way, my family doesn't know what to expect if they do still call me after 7, and I haven't really defined for them or for me what will happen. So here's my 3-step gold standard formula for expressing boundaries so that all parties are on the same page. Number one, it's best practice to express your boundary in a positive tense. So rather than saying what you do not tolerate, say what you do tolerate. So instead of saying, don't call me after 7, or I don't talk on the phone after 7, I'm going to phrase it like this. I take phone calls up until 7 p.m. at night. When I phrase it this way, one, it's just going to be received a little bit better. It's a little less disarming. But two, it shows them all that is available to them. I take phone calls up until 7 p.m. at night. There's an abundance of times that they can call me. Number two, this is the key, and this is what I really want to focus on today, is to define an if-then consequence. So, I take phone calls up until 7 p.m. at night. If you call me after 7, then I will not answer. See, the consequence isn't a punishment. It's not really even that deep. But what it is a clear expectation of what will happen if they operate outside of the boundary. I take phone calls up until 7 at night. If you call me after 7, then I will not answer. And then number three is you want to check for understanding. Can you share what I just explained? I want to be sure that we're on the same page of understanding here. Hopefully then that individual will reiterate or summarize or kind of paraphrase what you just expressed to them. And this is cool because if they get it wrong, then you can clarify, really ensuring that you're on the same page. If they get it right, you have the opportunity to positively enforce that and say, thanks so much for understanding. Thanks so much for listening to me. This really means a lot. Now, let's take a closer look at the if-then with some more examples. This could be something like, I keep conversations about my weight or my body between me and my doctor. If you bring up this topic, I will leave the room. Or if you bring up this topic, I will change the subject. If you bring it up again, I will end the conversation. Or similarly, maybe folks in your life like to meddle in your love life or your family planning choices. I keep conversations about that between me and my partner. If you bring up this topic, I will leave the room. If you bring it up again, let's say you're on a phone call. If you bring this up, I'm going to end the conversation. Another one. So I actually use this boundary with the graduate students that I teach. I'm an adjunct instructor for a master's in clinical mental health counseling program, in which the assignments are due Sunday evenings. And I started to notice that sometimes on like a Friday or even late on a Thursday, a student might email me a question about the assignment. And I mean, I've got a wild email inbox, so I would maybe not see that until after their assignment was already due. So I told them, Hey, I have 48 hours to reply to my email. If you message me on a Friday, I will not respond until Monday. And this implies that I will not respond until after their assignment was already due. So again, the consequence is the most important part of the boundary that folks are missing. I see this time and time again. The consequence does several things. One, it demonstrates how serious you are about the boundary, that you've put some thought into it, that you really mean what you say. Number two, it sets a clear, predictable expectation for the other party, which also promotes accountability. Number three, it provides you a solid course of action to enforce the boundary. We aren't just talking about boundaries, but we are using them. This is accountability for not just the other party, but for yourself as well, which is crucial for recovering people pleasers who sometimes have a tendency of setting boundaries but not enforcing them. And lastly, it provides a framework to respond when you might be emotionally activated, or as some people call it, triggered. Sometimes when folks cross our boundaries, we experience heightened emotions and it's hard to know how to respond or what appropriate steps to take because we're flustered and activated and our nervous system is on high. Having this framework, having already established this expectation, this if-then, this order of events, gives us direction in the heat of the moment. Y'all, boundaries have radically changed my life, and I know that they can change yours too. That's why I created an entire course about boundaries called Boundaries for Abundance. If today's tip was helpful, let me tell you that is just scratching the surface of the work that we can do together to increase your confidence and efficacy with using boundaries. And for 1 week only, starting today, Monday, November 20th, I am offering this course for 50% off. If you want to experience less frustration and more ease in your relationships, if you're ready to stop overcommitting and burning yourself out, if you're ready to get precious hours of your time and energy back, if you're ready to stop saying yes when you meant to say no and gain clarity on your values so that you can make choices that align with your actual desires, if you're ready to end the fear that holds you back from creating or maintaining boundaries, I got you. After taking this self-paced course, you will be able to clearly identify when it is time to set or modify your boundaries. You'll be able to intuitively formulate boundaries that align with your values and support your relationships. You'll be able to effectively communicate and enforce your boundaries with confidence and ease, and you'll be able to navigate disrespect in various kinds of relationships, including your relationship with yourself. There are bonus modules that I'm constantly adding to this course. So once you get it once, there's updates being made to it frequently, including a bonus module all about holidays. So very timely for this time of the year. This course is complete with videos, worksheets, and downloadable resources. We will examine what boundaries are, the different purposes of boundaries, and what different kinds of boundaries are available to you. We'll explore your mindset, beliefs, and past experiences with boundaries that are impacting your current experience with boundaries, whether you're conscious of it or not. We'll identify the signs that it's time to set, adjust, or reinforce a boundary. We'll take note of the areas of your life that you could benefit the most from implementing boundaries. We'll practice formulating them so that you can implement them into your life and relationships starting today. You'll develop the skills to communicate boundaries in a way that is respectful and respectable. You'll be able to discern what to do if someone is repeatedly or intentionally disrespecting your boundaries, and you'll be able to track the effectiveness and benefits of the bounds you have in place, and so much more. This course is usually $222, but I'm offering it for 50% off. That's $111 this week until Cyber Monday only. This deal closes at midnight on Cyber Monday. This self-paced course comes with videos and a printable workbook to help you finally overcome the fear of setting boundaries and experience more abundance in your life and relationships. You will learn the exact process that I have used personally and professionally to confidently and effectively implement boundaries and experience more joy and ease in every area of my life. But this isn't the only deal that's going on this week, so let me tell you about two others. Later this week, for Black Friday through Cyber Monday, I will be offering my mental health coaching program, The Sprint, for buy one, get one free, which is an insane deal. This is also for $222. You know it, you love it. It is my most popular coaching offer. 60 minutes of remote coaching and 1 week of unlimited follow-up support. The Sprint is practical, efficient support for situational needs. It's perfect for the person who doesn't need long-term therapy, but wants support through a specific situation. You can use these sessions right away or save them for up to 3 months for when something inevitably pops up, as life has its way of throwing us curveballs. Am I right? The Sprint allows you to quickly gain clarity, get unstuck, and keep moving forward. I've helped folks answer questions like, how do I communicate this specific issue to my mom? Should I break up with my boyfriend? I'm burnt out AF at work. What do I do about this identity crisis I'm experiencing? Which, by the way, I am the queen at turning a crisis into a comeback. I've helped folks be able to prioritize their health more and solve problems in their businesses. The Sprint really is so versatile at just meeting you where you are and working through the issues at hand. We could all use an unbiased listening ear from time to time, both to validate our experience and to help us troubleshoot. The next deal, the final deal that I am offering from Black Friday through Cyber Monday, is the Relay Consultation. And this is a limited time offer. I'm only making this available to purchase during this Black Friday sale. After Cyber Monday, this offer, not just the deal, but the entire offer itself, is being locked away into the vault. And the Relay is available for 50% off. That's just $75. This is a highly personalized, comprehensive mental health consultation that will guarantee clarity on your next step. That's right, I'm actually guaranteeing something, which is risky, I know, but that is how confident I am in this offering. I will provide you clarity on what next step you should take. I am highly resourceful and a master at connecting folks. I love this offer. It's perfect for the individual who knows that they need support and they're ready to take the leap of changing their life for the better, but they're not quite sure where to start. Do I need therapy, or is some kind of coaching a better fit? Or is there something totally different that I should be considering? If therapy is the answer, what kind of therapy would I benefit most by? There's so many kinds: EMDR, brain spotting, talk therapy, IFS work. I don't even know what all of these acronyms are. Help me sort through it, Kelsey. How do I find a therapist or a coach or other provider? And I'm local to Indy. Can you help me find my best fit here in town? Heck yeah, I can. The relay is designed to help you find your next best support so that we can pass the baton on to them. Think of me as your mental health wingwoman. This is a $150 value at 50% off for $75. And for all of these deals, Boundaries for Abundance, the Sprint, and the Relay Consultation, readers of my newsletter get an extra 15% off. So I would join my newsletter before the sales start. You can do that at the link in my bio. I rarely do sales anymore because honestly, my work is really high quality and I have found that it is legitimately worth the prices that I charge. So if you want to take advantage of a discount, now is the time. Thanks for listening to this episode. I really hope that these tips around boundaries will be helpful for you, that you'll be able to apply them and experiment with them during this holiday season. If you do celebrate Thanksgiving in any kind of form, I hope that you have a really lovely time and know that I count you as one of the top blessings and items that I am thankful for in my life. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Evergreen Thinking Podcast. To get further connected with me or take your exploration to the next level, visit the show notes at evergreenthinkingpod.com or find me on Instagram at evergreenthinkingpod.